T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lincoln, are you shocked that you've gotten this far without anybody asking you about all the rumors this week?
I'm just saying
I'm gonna ask you about it, so I might as well. I mean, it's nonstop. I mean, it's every day.
Hold up, Gary. I'm not gonna be the next head coach at LSU.
Can I ask you
next question?
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Yeah.
Right.
Live and local. It's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Liar!
No.
Liars!
No, ma'am.
Liar!
Is that Kim Kardashian?
Chloe.
Chloe, my girl. Not a liar. Lincoln Riley's not going to be the next head coach at LSU. Brian Kelly is. Lincoln Riley is going to USC. Some insane moves in college football. Both teams, Oklahoma would need pure chaos. But Notre Dame, they could still be in the college football playoff. And Kelly's like, nah, I'm out of here. But he was making like $2-3 million a year. LSU's going to give him 15. College football is insane. Jim Harbaugh's in the news because he makes about $3-4 a year. And every bonus that he's getting, he got a bonus for winning the Big East. He can get a bonus if he wins the championship game. He can get a bonus if he gets into the playoff. And then if they win it, he's going to give that back to the athletic department to give back to other coaches and employees that had to be laid off or whatever during COVID. When people, you know, there was no work. So that, yeah. I don't mind college coaches making a bunch of money. If, like, because they bring in money, right? So that if you bring in money, you deserve to have some money. So I get that part of it. And, but $15 million is insane for a college coach, especially when your players make nothing. But now at least, you know, they can make like, with the NIL stuff, but still, Brian Kelly making $15 million. Oh, but my linebacker is making $500 to go sign autographs at a meat market. Still not the same.
Well, and then they're going to complain, too, if that player is making his money through those NIL deals and he's not producing. He's like, listen, man, you've got to be better than that. It's not about the money, when he just left a job for 5 times the money, and it's only because of the money, because let's be honest, Notre Dame is one of the top-tier programs. It's just really a lateral-type move to go to LSU. There's no reason you'd leave Notre Dame for LSU other than that large sum of money.
Yeah, so is the goal college championship for these guys? Because you probably got an easier chance at Notre Dame. Even though they don't have a conference championship game, the SEC now is going to have, what, 16 teams? And you're bringing in Oklahoma and Texas?
Yeah, I mean, what? Let's be honest.
So Riley wanted out, but Kelly wants in, because of the money.
And maybe I'm wrong on this, but what guys is he going to get at LSU that he wasn't really getting at Notre Dame? Because Notre Dame's been in the playoff, you know, a couple times in the last few years. LSU made it the 1 year, and they had guys like Burrow and Chase and Jefferson, but they really haven't made it outside of that. It seems like they just got lucky the 1 year with all the guys they had playing so well together. And I won't say lucky. I guess they just, all those guys played well together. They got those guys together at the right point. But what's Kelly going to get at LSU he couldn't get at Notre Dame?
I don't know.
Money.
Yeah, money. $15 million. $15 million a year. So Brian Kelly was getting clowned last night because he sent out a message to his team. They have like a group chat, I guess. I don't even know what the app is called. I know that around here, I was told to get on Slack, and I didn't, and I don't regret it. Are you on Slack?
I am.
And do they, like, you guys talk to each other and stuff?
No.
Does anybody talk?
Not really, no.
Oh, okay. Because for a while, when we first got Slack, I mean, Horvat was getting 15 messages a day.
I'm not a big fan of, like, these group message things.
No, group messages are terrible.
I don't understand why we have to come up with new apps to do stuff that we could do in other things, whether it's like a group text.
Well, I'll tell you why. It's because people won't get off the Android and they won't come to the iPhone.
Yeah, it's true.
If everyone would just be on an iPhone where you can chat with each other, but no, you gotta love your Samsung Galaxy Note 4.
But don't you like the Google Pixel 6 or whatever? Giannis's new phone?
No, Giannis still has his iPhone. He's doing a promotional deal with that where he's going to tweet from, and he's only tweeting from it because it says on the tweet from Android.
And he's just holding it, but then, like, if some of you call his number, he's going to whip out an iPhone?
Yeah. His promotional phone is the tweet. His real phone is still the iPhone. Coach Kelly, 10:08 last night. Men, let me first apologize for the late night text, and more importantly, for not being able to share the news with you in person that I will be leaving Notre Dame. I am flying back to South Bend tonight to be able to meet with you in the morning, but the news broke late today. I am sorry you found out through social media or news reports. I will have more to share when we meet tomorrow at 7 a.m. You going to that meeting? Now, it would have been this morning already at 6 our time. Notre Dame, Indiana's East Coast.
Yeah, not a chance.
No. My coach leaves me. I'm pissed. I find out. I still think... You know, like if I'm Jack Cohn, I still think, all right, we had a good year. We lost to Cincinnati. We've been playing better as the weeks go on. We've really been dominating these teams. This is a season to be proud of. We're going to get in a New Year's Six Bowl minimum, and then we can maybe go to the college football playoff. I look forward to practicing this week and then watching these games with my team and, you know, rooting for Houston, rooting for Iowa, rooting for Baylor. And let's win this thing. We lost to Cincinnati. They're a good football team. Nothing to hang our hat on. We're right there in position. Let's get together. Oh, coach sent a message. We must have the details about, oh, no, he's leaving. Which they may have found out already on, you know, social media or whatever. And then coach is like, well, I'm in LSU right now. I'm flying back to meet with you at 7 a.m. And I'm a college kid. There ain't no chance. What's going to help me go to that meeting?
Yeah, I barely got to class if my class started at 9 a.m. Good luck me getting up at 7.
Yeah, 7 a.m.? How long did he talk? I need to know details on this meeting. I need to know how long he talked. I need to know how many people showed up.
I wonder if... Because you're right. You got to be frustrated if you're a Notre Dame player. Like, you couldn't have done this after the season. You couldn't have said, look,
They're still alive to win the title.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you could... come up with like a verbal agreement with LSU saying like, listen, I'm coming here, but we still have a chance at a national title. Wait till after the season, or at least wait until we know that we're not in the college football playoff. But if things go crazy this weekend, say, you know, whatever it happens, Cincinnati loses.
I don't even think they need to go crazy.
Michigan loses in the Big Ten championship. Notre Dame could be pretty easily into the college football playoff.
Toby, they need Georgia to beat Bama.
Yeah.
Which we all think is going to happen. And then they need one other game to break their way out of three. They need Michigan to lose, or Cincinnati to lose, or Oklahoma State to lose. Because you drop Alabama out, so then the top four is Georgia, Michigan, Cincinnati, Oklahoma State, we assume. But then if one of those lose, Notre Dame gets in. I mean, the chances for them to get in are at 1-4 minimum? Yeah,
they got a decent chance of getting in. And so you got to be frustrated.
What's
because,
Nate Silver's dumb website say?
Well, what in the world, if you show up to this meeting this morning, what's Brian Kelly going to tell you that's going to make you feel better about any of this? And if you're a player, do you step up and be like, coach, you've been preaching to us all these different things. I'm sure they, you know, like all college programs do, try to preach integrity and all this stuff. And What loyalty? What is this from Brian Kelly in the chance of winning a national championship to just say, all right, see ya, headed to LSU?
All right, I got the college football predictions here, 538. Notre Dame, they say they have a 14% chance to make the playoff, okay? They give Georgia 84% chance, Michigan 75, Alabama 63, and Cincinnati and Oklahoma both 60. So if Georgia beats Alabama, suddenly, all right, that's expected. Notre Dame's chances go up to 15%. But then let's say Cincinnati loses, Notre Dame's at 40%. Or if Michigan loses, Notre Dame's at 24%. I mean, they still have a chance. I can't. Well, I mean, I can, though. I'm trying to talk about, like, winning the titles, what matters. No, what matters is the money. Getting $15 million. The details on Lincoln Riley, by the way. Lincoln Riley, who claims it all came together. I mean, it just happened so fast.
To be honest, a little bit of a blur. We got home late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, and got the information from USC that there was some real interest. And so talked a little bit about it early that morning, slept for a couple hours, and then had a chance to jump on a Zoom with some of our university leadership and kind of talk through what this might be. And it came together quickly, but to be honest, in this day and age in college football, it kind of has to if it's going to. It's just the way of the world right now. But I would say the impact of meeting with our university leadership was pretty immediate for me.
Lincoln Riley's getting $110 million. These are close to confirmed. USC is buying his two homes in Norman for $500,000 over the asking price, which is going to boost the, okay. They're buying him a $6 million home in LA, and he gets unlimited use of the private jet for the family, 24/7. Just to coach college football. Sal must be an Irish fan. He tweets in, Brian Kelly's a complete POS. He has done zero in big games for the Irish. I'm glad he's gone, and I hope LSU loses every game.
What does Horvat think about this? I'd love to know.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll talk to him on Friday about that. Tony says, why hasn't Matt LaFleur's name come up for the Notre Dame job? He coached there, can triple his income, and Rodgers may be gone after the season. Ah, no.
Because Matt LaFleur has one of the best jobs in football, in sports.
He's the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. And, dude, there's an advantage. We live in the Milwaukee market. We don't get all the Matt LaFleur commercials. There's Matt LaFleur commercials that they show in the Green Bay market that we don't, for some reason, we don't get. Because it's with, like, the Green Bay hospitals up there and stuff. Like, Rodgers lost Prevea Health, right? Well, that didn't mean anything to us because, Prevea Health's not around here. But Matt LaFleur, he's in these commercials for Bellin Health where he like gets at the podium. Here, I'll just play one.
It was a great day today. I really liked what I saw in there.
Coach, what you see?
Looks good. Need a little suction here.
Oh, wow. Is that a pancreas?
When you need surgery, remember Bellin Health's surgery team is in a league of their own.
Okay, so Matt LaFleur, they show him in an operating table. Oh, wow, is that a pancreas? That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
It was a great day today. I really liked what I saw in there.
Coach, what you see?
Looks good. Need a little suction here.
Oh, wow, is that a pancreas?
Funny. It's oversized hat. It's funny. Yeah, Matt LaFleur is not going anywhere. Speaking of money, how about, Toby, your Texas Rangers spending more than $500 million on free agents over the last couple of days? What is going on in baseball now? Aren't we going on strike because the owners can't afford all this?
Yeah, this makes no sense, right? They're going to come in and say, we don't have money, but before you put this stipulation on, let's spend all of our money so we make sure we get a guy like Corey Seager.
At least Mark Attanasio with the Brewers is committing to the bit, right? Because with the Brewers, they had no money. That's what they told us. Well, we got no money. don't have any money. We lost money last year, actually. Well, they're sticking to the bit. They're not going out and signing all these free agents. The Texas Rangers have spent, and this is guaranteed money. Guaranteed money. They have spent $561 million this week. And they're probably not even good enough to make the playoffs yet. They still got a lot of holes. The Mets have spent $254 million since free agency started. And they're trying to cram in these contracts so that these guys have jobs while this lockout happens. Which I don't know a lot of the details about the lockout. You talk baseball and you talk lockout, and it's never gonna be good. I can't imagine this is gonna end well or end quickly. So what happened yesterday is the Mariners are in on it. They got Robbie Ray, Cy Young winner, 5 years, $115 million. And you see these big contracts and you're like, wow, how does that impact the Brewers? Robbie Ray won a Cy Young, and he's making, what is that, quick math, $23 million a year? Corbin Burns won a Cy Young. Brewers going to pay him $23 million? And then Brandon Woodruff going to pay another $20 million? That's why Brewers aren't spending money. They got to afford these guys when it's their time. Then the Mets do get Max Scherzer, which is a... What are you, a Nationals fan? Sorry.
Yep. Well, Ryan Wood's happy.
Yeah, Woody's happy. Woody's a Mets fan. $43 million is his annual, the annual average value, which is, I think, the highest ever. $43.3 million, which is higher than some payrolls. And then Corey Seager, the Rangers already spent money on Marcus Semien, so they got two shortstops now. So they'll move one of them, but 10 years, $325 million for Corey Seager? To the Rangers? People were thinking Dodgers or Yankees for him. All of a sudden, Texas is like, hey, we're Dallas, Texas. We're a top 10 market. Why don't we have a good team?
Yeah, I like that pickup. I really like Corey Seager. And I think that Dodgers, that's part of why they made that Trey Turner trade with Scherzer. Well, that's why they want a Trey Turner, because now they can let Corey Seager walk.
What else happened?
But they'll have to sign Turner this next offseason.
Kirby Yates and the Braves. Okay. Daniel Hudson and the Dodgers. All right. Javi Baez, he's going to the Tigers, I believe.
Yeah, I believe they just finalized the deal on that. I'll have to double check.
So he's going to make about $20 million a year for the next seven. 7 years, 140. The Brewers, meanwhile, guys, don't think that everyone's on the dance floor and you're not invited. The Brewers have made an agreement with free agent catcher Brett Sullivan. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm giving you a minute to look him up because I don't feel like it. Brett Sullivan. He has played 6 minor league seasons. He can play corner, infield, and outfield. He played last year with the Rays AA affiliate. He is a career 281 hitter. He's 27 and has yet to play in the bigs. So you take your Marcus Semiens and your Corey Seagers. You take your Max Scherzers and your Javi Baez's and your Robbie Rays. We've got Brett Sanders. And that's not even his name, but you already forgot it, so you don't know.
Yeah, Brett Sullivan. Does Matt LaFleur think about it?
Oh, wow, is that a pancreas?
Yeah, you found it. How about that? Dude, I'm telling you, these commercials are great. We're missing out down here, not having Bell and Health. This segment is brought to you by Scrub-A-Dub. See, I don't know if they have the Scrub-A-Dubs that we have, so that's a good trade-off. Scrub-A-Dub and their Scrub Club. It's hard to say. It's easy to use. You can wash your car every day if you want. One low price starting at $13 per month. The Scrub-A-Dub Scrub Club at any local Scrub-A-Dub location. Sign up at scrubadub.biz. So baseball, a lot of money being spent. College football, a lot of money being spent. You don't have to contribute $15 million. You don't have to contribute $520 million. But we are asking if you do have some spare change, maybe Christmas shopping, you've done that already, and You have a couple of bucks left over if you can join us for our toy drive. It is the 15th annual toy drive benefiting the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin, courtesy Blaine's Farm and Fleet. You can head to 1250amthefan.com, click on the toy drive link, and donate today. It is our 15th annual toy drive presented by Annex Wealth Management. It runs through Friday. So this year, along with last year, we are not on site at Blaine's Farm and Fleet as we have been, but we do have drop-off locations for you throughout the area. So there's actually more places to donate toys. So we made you go all the way across town or whatever. Not this year. You can hit up fire stations in Cudahy, Franklin, Greenfield, Greendale, the Falls, all throughout Milwaukee, South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, Tosa, St. Francis. There are fire stations all throughout that are collecting toys with us for this toy drive. You can get the full list of that at 1250amthefan.com, and you can donate there as well. Again, 1250amthefan.com. Also do want to thank Great Midwest Bank, Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center, Lincoln Contractor Supply, Redleaf Homes, Donovan and Jorgensen Heating and Cooling, J&J Contractors, and AdamDeputy.com.
It looks like Brian Kelly left his meeting that started at 7 by 7:13.
Wow. Where'd you find that?
Someone tagged us of a video of him speeding away as quickly as possible.
Is it a... let's see. Is that really him?
Yeah. A Notre Dame reporter says has the timestamp as 6:13.
Oh, okay.
Here,
I thought it was like a car. I thought it was like a clip from a movie like Josiah Johnson does.
No, Brian Kelly literally left his meeting by 7:13. So I'm guessing he left his
meeting at 7,
that.
Out the door, and speeding away in the parking lot.
I mean, how mad are you if your head coach that's abandoning you even though you have playoff chances makes you get up for a meeting at 7 a.m. and it doesn't even go 15 minutes?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. There he goes. I'm going to retweet that. Oh, my God. What did he say? Why was it even 13 minutes?
He probably just walked in and said, guys, I'm out.
And he was probably late.
Yeah, he probably showed up at 7:05, said, see y'all, headed to LSU, bye.
Or maybe he was only there because there's no, like, it's 7 o'clock, he's there, and he looks around and goes, you know, like you do when you get on a Zoom call. Well, they said they were going to be here. I guess we'll wait a couple minutes. I could text them. And at 7:05, he goes, is this really going to be it? It's just Jack Cohn. And then they hear the door, and he goes, oh, someone else is coming? Is that the whole team coming like it's Rudy? Oh, no, it's the janitor. All right, well, I'm leaving. Any questions? Yeah, why are you an ass? Money. Oh, okay. Anyone want to come with me to LSU? Just kidding. Already forgot your names.
Who's going to coach Notre Dame then for their bowl game? Or maybe even in the college football playoff?
I saw a crazy theory that Cincinnati, if they lose, they would be out. Notre Dame would hire Luke Fickell away. And then he would coach in the playoff.
That's wild.
None of this makes sense. Friend of show, Bob Stoops, is coaching Oklahoma.
I'm excited about that. Good to see him back.
Yeah,
coaching.
Stoopsy. Stoopsy. 414-799-1250. 1250 AM. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Toby Altizer. Brought to you this hour by BioNTech and Pfizer. Festivals, football, the great outdoors. Some people say this is the best time of the year. It's also a great time to consider getting vaccinated against COVID-19, as well as possibly the booster. This is a message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer. All right, so it is our toy drive week. We're going to wrap up with a radiothon of sorts on Thursday into Friday. We are physically at the studios, so if you do have toys to donate, you can donate them at different fire stations throughout the Milwaukee area. Actually, more locations than ever before. The full list is at 1250amthefan.com, where you can also donate online. And it is Giving Tuesday today. And I know there's going to be a lot of people, you know, hitting you up or something. But the reason why this toy drive is in its 15th year now is because I think you guys have recognized how important of a cause it is. I mean, what we are doing is, look, we're not doctors. These kids go to the hospital. We can only help them with lifting up their spirits, you know? And there's been some bad stuff going on lately, and there's a lot of kids in the hospital right now. And to do anything that they can. And if you think, this is why I'm glad that I went a couple of years ago. If you think that, you get one toy, what's a big deal? I've seen these kids get the toys. It completely brings a smile to their face that they you wouldn't even believe. Some of these kids in there, you know, they're in the hospital and it's the holidays, and they're like, nobody's thinking of me. Everybody, all my friends are at home. Santa's coming. And I'm here in this hospital. And then for them to get, you know, toys, I've seen them. The greatest moment that I saw, and I love these guys forever, Marquette's basketball team was there on a day that we were there. And they sang My Girl to this young girl. Marcus Howard was great. Oh, my God. It was so great to see that. I did tweet that video out long ago. If you want to dive into my Twitter history, maybe I'll retweet that. So that's a hook for you. But it's been great to see, you know, you guys step up over these last 15 years. And I've been a part of it for about half the time. At the station, and it's great to see. The thing that floors me the most is when you guys think of the toy drive before we think of the toy drive. Because obviously it's something that we do every year, but whether you guys collect toys at work or, you know, you're asking us, hey, when's that toy drive again? I want to make sure I set aside some money to donate. Or if you're like my good friend Rick, my good buddy, who we met a few years ago at the toy drive, Rick came up, what was it, 4 years ago now? It was a while ago. But you came up to me and said, hey, I got a check. And I was like, cool. But then you're like, no, but I had a party. You had a party for a Packer game like earlier that year, Rick. And then you just took donations there and donated to the toy drive. It was a couple $100, but you keep doing this. And now you got a huge donation today from the party. Thanks for coming on, Rick. How are you? And if you could tell that story better than I just did.
Doing pretty good, Bart. I hope you're doing good also. But yeah, actually, it was due to a friend of mine and my wife's, Trisha Vukodinovich. She was at the party with her husband, Brian. And she comes up to me and she goes, well, you know, why aren't you charging for this? Because I got 35 people there and I supply all the food and all the liquor, everything. And I just love doing it. And she goes, well, you should charge something. You know, you're doing this all yourself, your expense. And I'm going like, I don't want to charge anybody. And she goes, well, then why don't you ask for donations for your favorite charity, which is Children's. It's the only charity that I donate to because I think that's very special. And I said, well, you know what? If you want to go around and get $5 from everybody, go ahead and do it. So about an hour and a half later, she comes back with $285 in her hand, and that's when I brought it to you and Chuck Freeman at the time at Blaine's Fleet Farm in Waukesha. And you guys furthered my quest to do this more by making a really big deal out of it when I didn't think it was a very big deal at all, $285. So your enthusiasm got me to say, well, next year I'm going to bring back a bigger check for you, which I did. I think the next year was $1,860 that I raised at the party. But
yeah,
I
that's
made
a
it
nice jump, official, Rick.
That was a good jump. But I made it an official Packer/Children's charity party. And that's how it's been for the last 2 years. I mean, obviously, last year I couldn't have it because of COVID. And I had it this year, unfortunately, on the worst Packer game of the whole year, the opening day where they got creamed. And then, but everybody still had a good time. And we raised $4,370.
Just that one party.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is incredible.
Actually, it was like 28 people that I had, 14 couples. I charged them $150 a couple, but they drink whatever they want. They can eat whatever they want. I mean, I had a DJ and karaoke guy, and we had all kinds of raffles and stuff like that. And it's just heartwarming to me that like 28 people come up with $4,000.
Well, you know? Man, that's insane. I don't even want to do the math on that. I gave a point for every score the other day. I gave $64. I thought I was a hero. These people are giving like $150, yeah, themselves. And your party, so I do want people to know, because the you have a party, you got the DJ, you got all that stuff. You also have the, you know, the drinks, but then you're on the grill, because a couple of years ago, I think it was the last time we were out there, you showed up at our toy drive to cook for us one day. And dude, yep. you know what you're doing around that grill, Rick.
Yeah, I tell you, I am very good at fish fry making. That's for sure. I've been doing it for 40 years. I mean, I have a party. I catch fish. I have people over. We eat the fish and have.
I have no idea what that is. I think Rick just put himself on hold. Rick?
Well, I lost it. I lost it there.
You just put yourself on hold, and there was, like, really nice music playing.
So, yeah, I don't know if you heard this or not, but I know you were trying to make it to this year's party, but then you had a family coming over.
My dumb parents wanted to come see my dumb son. It got ruined.
Well, they're not. Neither one of them are dumb, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I got to get you out here next year.
Yeah, so. that is a plan that will happen, because the food that you made for us that one day was incredible, and it is totally worth the price of admission. And it's just, it's a guy holding a party, getting some friends over, and just in one, you know, Sunday afternoon, they can raise $4,000 for the Children's Hospital, which you are donating today, I believe, Rick.
I am. And, Young Express always doubled it, and I love them for it and everything. But this year, they couldn't double it, and I don't want to go into the reason or anything. It's nothing bad or anything. But they want to get back to it next year or the following year. But then my wife, Debbie, called Children's Hospital and talked to Sarah at corporate, had to do with the donations and everything. And this was last week, and she told my wife, if you can have it there today at 10 o'clock, I have somebody that's going to triple it, which will put it over $11,000 or $13,000.
Just after, for one party.
One party.
You helped raise $13,000. Yep. Rick, that is awesome. Yep. You say the Children's Hospital, it's this fundraiser's fundraiser and the charity's special to you. How did that connection happen? Did it just happened or what?
Well, I had a daughter that had ITP and everything, so Children's took care of her and everything. And to me, there isn't a greater charity on earth, except for maybe fixing the climate. But, kids deserve to have a life. And they're young kids, and they're struggling to just live, some of them. And that just tears my heart out. So that's why I do it. And it's kind of a selfish thing, too, because I totally enjoy doing it.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know what to say. I'm glad you enjoy doing it. We're helping raise a bunch of money, and it's all because of that party, which we'll see you there next year. You're going to donate that today, and that'll add to the total. Rick, thank you. It's awesome what you do. I do like catching up with you each and every year, and we will see you. We'll see you next year.
Sounds good. And your radio station is awesome for what you guys do to get the word out there and challenge people to do better in their lives.
Well, thanks, buddy.
All right. Talk to you later, Bart.
That's my guy, Rick. He helps out with the toy drive. He had a party years ago and just decided to raise some money. And he raised $200-$300. And now he's up to the $4,000 that's getting matched today. So that's an awesome story. And again, we're not asking that everybody comes up with, you know, $4,000 check, but whatever you have laying around or whatever you think that you can donate, you know, it certainly is appreciated. Again, we're if you want a number to target, you can go with 64. That's what we're giving here because we were matching what the Packers and Rams scored, just something we like to do each year. And, you know, it's not a ton of money, but it helps. You want to give $5? You want to give $3 for the field goal Mason Crosby missed since he cost the kids toys? Maybe I'll give another $3. I stopped saying that about my guy Crosby. 414-799-1250. Let's get back to that question before we talk to Paul about which Packer is most important to win a Super Bowl. Is it Mason Crosby? Is it David Bakhtiari? Is it Jaire Alexander? Some good discussion on that earlier. And we got to figure out this Mason Crosby thing once and for all because he's got to get some of the blame, right? He's the one missing kicks. More on that coming up. I'm Bart. That's Toby here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Really frustrating trip. Forced to come all the way out and hang in the game. You know, we didn't play very well, complimentary at all. And but to have a chance to, you know, to be right there at the end, I'm really proud of the way these guys keep battling and fighting hard and doing what we need to do to hit the heck out of people and make things happen when we get a chance. But the results just aren't coming, man. We can't get these games won. I'm not accepting it, and I'm not taking a sideways step. I'm not stepping anywhere but forward, and going to keep driving to get the very next chance we get and go get a win and get going. And I don't expect these guys at any time to do anything but that. I want to keep just stepping forward and keep moving and battle our way through it. It's been really frustrating, obviously, but just not accepting. We're just going to keep going.
That's Pete Carroll. We get the point, bud. Why does he say step so weird? I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. We are brought to you by Sprinkler Fitters, Local 183, where they are hiring for apprenticeships with competitive training, insurance, and benefit packages, as well as advancement opportunities. Head to sprinklerfitters183.org, sprinklerfitters183.org. Pete Carroll and the Seahawks losing last night to the Washington Fighting Tobies, as we've dubbed them around here. Taylor Heinicke. You know, the comparison that I would come up with on my own is like Brett Favre that can't throw. That's what I would come up with. That is not what Toby said.
Yeah, I wonder where you've heard that.
I don't know. I was just thinking about it the other day. But you got to be pretty pumped up, huh? Washington in a playoff spot right now, 5-6. Look at that.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. Maybe I'll go to Lambeau Field for a second time this year.
Yeah, if the playoffs were to end today, the football team would come to Green Bay in the 2-7 matchup. The Buccaneers would host the Niners. The Cowboys would host the Rams, and the Cardinals would have the bye. So then Packers would play the winner of Buccaneers, Niners. I don't want to play any of these teams. The Cardinals, I don't. That doesn't bother me. The Buccaneers, I don't want to play. The Cowboys, I don't want to do the McCarthy thing. I mean, that would be ripe for content, but it'd be very stressful if they lost. The Rams don't scare me. Packers can beat them. Niners, Packers are better than the Niners, but you know, as long as Debo's healthy, visions of him running all over the place. Washington, Packers beat them. Vikings are 5-6. All these teams are 5-6. Whoever makes the NFC as a 7 seed is not going to be that good, with apologies to the Fighting Tobies. In the AFC, the Ravens right now are the 1 seed. They'd have the bye. The Patriots would host the Chargers. The Bills would go to Tennessee. And the Chiefs and Bengals would play. And then there's a lot of 6-5, 6-6 teams that are in the mix. The only teams really out of the playoffs right now, and I think everybody mathematically has a shot, but Jacksonville and Houston are out at 2-9. The Jets are out at 3-8. But that's it in the AFC. And then in the NFC, the Lions are obviously out. They might be mathematically done. And the Seahawks. Bears 4-7, Giants 4-7. I guess there's a prayer. They're a game back. Well, Seahawks still only 2 games back, but Seahawks are bad. That's not a good football team. That's not the Seahawks that we've been afraid of all this time. You know, and thank goodness we beat them, because they are not good. Russell Wilson comes back with that finger injury. Hasn't won at all. He's also taking the company line that the season's not over yet at 3-8.
This journey, this season's been challenging. It's been tough. But at the same time, there's more football left. And I know for me personally, I'm going to give everything I have, like I always do, every day, every play, to the very end, the last play of the game, just like tonight, and just because I don't know any other way, you know. And I think these guys in this locker room don't know any other way as well. There's a lot of amazing courage in that locker room, a lot of amazing belief, you know, and I know I believe in myself. I know I believe in those guys in the locker room. I know we believe in each other. And there's going to be some challenges and stuff,
you know,
people this and that talking like this and that. But I think what we know is that we're together and we want to do everything we can
to
play the next game, you know, great. And that's what we got to do.
You
know, we got to step up to the challenge.
Believe in me. I believe in myself. I believe in my team.
As crazy as it may seem, as tough as it is.
Yeah, that's our obligation
to do that. You know, it's a gift to be able to play this game every day.
13 seconds into that is when I first said the thought. I thought I'd play that clip and be like, all right, I'm going to look something up when we play this clip. But then 13 seconds when I'm like, I can't, why am I doing this to people? He can't believe a word he's saying. Why should I subject you to that? Put a poll up last night. We talked about it a little bit earlier. Who do the Packers need the most to win the Super Bowl? I put Bakhtiari, Jair, and Mason Crosby in the poll. I did not put David Bakhtiari in the Za'Darius Smith, rather, in the poll. And some people did call in with that. I don't think that they've really missed him. Adding him would be great. You want to add another pass rusher? A Pro Bowl pass rusher? Yeah, by all means. But I think that where the Packers could use bodies, even though the cornerbacks have been good, you want Jair back. I mean, Jair back, suddenly your depth chart is tremendously better. And also, Jair is like an all-pro waiting to happen. And he was on that kind of season until he did get hurt, which this injury, I don't even know if we have an update on this AC joint. You know, Aaron Jones, he gets hurt, and we're like, oh, that's going to be a month. He's back in a week. Jair Alexander, you're like, ah, that's going to be a couple of days, and then we haven't seen him yet. So I don't know what the latest on him is. Maybe they're just resting these guys until the bye. Packers, of course, have this week off. The players are off until Monday. Coaches are going to do some work today, and then they're off until Monday. So they are going to be off. And then they should be. And our idea yesterday was for Crosby. Packers need to put him on a plane. Put him on Lincoln Riley's private jet and get him the hell out of here. Get him somewhere. This is not the week, Mason, for you to catch up on yard work or to work in your shed. Or to Christmas shop. This is the week for you to go to a sunny beach. You're not watching any football. In fact, don't even move your legs. Don't even walk on them. Crawl around, maybe. Sit in a chair. Don't do anything. Bury those toes. Those toes we need so bad. Bury them in the sand on a beach somewhere. And don't even think about football. You know, we talk about Mason Crosby and who's most needed. The poll, by the way, 43% Jair, 33% Mason, and 24% Bakhtiari. And I think with Bakhtiari, It's because they've been able to patch it together without him. They did it with Elgton Jenkins, and then he got hurt. And then Yash Nijman is like the team favorite right now, and he does the robot, and it's cool. And his name's Yash, which is cool. So he's like the star of the week. But they need Jair, and they do need Crosby as well. I want to stop talking about this operation. I want to get to the point where either Crosby's the problem or he's not. Because they can practice the snap 100 times. Crosby's got to make that kick. And he still seems to have the leg for it. I know he's not kicking, you know, kickoffs to the end zone, but he still seems to have the leg for it. It's just how much that ball, and they talked about it during the game, but how much his kicks were flirting with the left upright. It was like,
yeah,
you knew he was going to miss at some point.
Well,
then he doinks it.
And the thing with the operation, what are you doing all week that you haven't figured this out? And to be fair, they have figured it out these last couple weeks. They've been better. Mason needs to make the kicks. But even so, going into it, I was getting sick of hearing the operation. What are these guys doing all week? A long snapper, a punter, and a kicker have very minimal jobs. You know, the kicker is kicking field goals and kicking off. The punter is punting and holding. The long snapper is snapping for punts and for field goals. They're not really doing anything else. And it's not like they have to be with the team at all times to do all these different drills and stuff. They literally just work on their stuff. So I don't understand why it took them so long. And for the first couple of weeks of Mason Crosby struggling, you could be like, all right, fine, operation. Even then, I didn't like the blaming it on the whole operation. But now, after the last few weeks, it's been fine. And there's nothing going awry with it. And he's still missing kicks. He needs to make them. And I think, you know, we talked with Ryan Wood, and he mentioned it. We talked with some of the callers. They've mentioned it, that you don't want to move on from Crosby because he understands how to kick at Lambeau. He understands how to kick in the wind. That's fine right now. If he comes out against the Bears on Sunday Night Football and he can't kick again, he makes one of three kicks. He makes two of four, whatever it is, and then he struggles again, I think we're going to turn on him even more than we already have. I think we're being a little more realistic than some Packers fans are. I think we understand that right now Mason Crosby is probably their best option, but if he's going to keep missing kicks and it's going to continue to be where they can't trust him, they're going to have to do something, because you don't want it to be coming down to a field goal late in the playoff game and you don't trust Mason Crosby because he's missed so many kicks throughout the season. I think I trust Mason Crosby's experience in those situations, and that's fine. But if I don't trust Mason Crosby as a kicker anymore, you bring somebody else and deal with them and hope they can figure out how to kick in Lambeau when it's cold and windy.
Hey there, it's time to play everybody's favorite game. We have an operation that's not working, so we have to assign the blame. It goes a little something like this. Steven Wordle, he'd rather snap a turtle. Maybe Crosby could hit the ball. Wordle. Ryan Wood, he's a good friend, but he still thinks Crosby is good. No, Wood. Crosby's not good. Crosby is old and he deserves to go, but we have built-in loyalty and he's got gray hair, so we feel bad for him, especially because it's the holidays and old people get lonely. Check on your grandpas and grandmas. Corey Bajorquez. Hey there, Bojo. Did you lose your mojo? Why can't you hold a ball? Oh, wait, you can. It's just that Mason Crosby is all in his head, and he'd rather hit the upright than make a field goal, because he knows his job security is better than Toby Altizer's, who's got great job security because the host of the show he's on is such a hothead and never remembers the things he tweets at night. And every morning he races to his phone and said, who did I get in a fight with last night? And he takes a sigh of relief when it was just someone stupid like Jordan Schultz. Mason Crosby. Mason Crosby. As reliable as Bill Cosby. I wouldn't trust you with my kids. Crosby. Did Bill Cosby die last night? Or was that my dream? I think I had a dream Bill Cosby died.
I think that was your dream.
Weird. Everybody talk about the blame game. We're gonna play a game with Paul Imig. It's a ripoff of Buy or Sell that we ripped off from nobody. Bill never did it. I had all the good ideas. I saved the bucks. I built Pfizer for him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.